Welcome to Selected Shorts, a celebration of the short story. The subject of this edition is, Are We There Yet? Keith Sarabajka reads Pet Milk by Stuart Dybeck.
Today I've been drinking instant coffee and pet milk and watching it snow. It's not that I enjoy the taste especially, but I like the way the pet milk swirls in the coffee. Actually, my favorite thing about pet milk is what the can opener does to the top of the can. The can is unmistakable. Compact, seamless looking. Its very shape suggesting that it could condense milk without any trouble. The can opener bites in neatly, and the thick liquid spills from the triangular gouge with a different look and viscosity. Pet milk isn't real milk. The color's off to start with. There's almost something of the past about it, like old ivory. My grandmother always drank it in her coffee. When friends dropped over and sat around the kitchen table, my grandma would ask, Do you take cream and sugar? Pet milk was the cream. There was a yellowed plastic radio on her kitchen table, usually tuned to the polka station, though sometimes she'd miss it by half a notch and get the Greek station instead, or even the Spanish or the Ukrainian. In Chicago, where we lived, all the incompatible states of Europe were pressed down together at the staticky right end of the dial. Well, she didn't notice, as long as it wasn't in English. The radio turned low, played constantly. Its top was warped and turning amber on the side where the tubes were. I remember the sound of it on winter afternoons after school, as I sat by her table.